In the slums of Nairobi, Kenya, is a project to get clean water to the poor, run by a cooperative of women. These women address a more subtle type of conflict, that between the haves and the have-nots, a sort of urban water war. Michael May has this report.
Every spare nook in Karen Gikonge's home in Kibera is filled with bright yellow jerry cans and large black drums of water. She hauls all this water home in a wheelbarrow, making sure to stock extra. There's often water shortages here.
What I have can take me for 2 weeks, because I have another super drum here.
The city of Nairobi does not provide running water to people squatting in the slums, so they rely on what's known as the water cartel. The cartel sells water at around 6 cents for a 20-liter jerry can, much more than wealthy Nairobians pay who have running water. These poor slum dwellers often spend around 20% of their budget on water.
It was very expensive buying from there.
Karen would eventually develop a model that would get around having to buy water. But before then, she used to buy water from a water merchant like Paul. He didn't want his last name used. He says, as far as Kibera occupations go, it's not bad.
It's an income earning business.
It's basically pure profit. The business is based on stealing water by tapping into city lines.
Do you worry that the police would come and find you and arrest you for stealing water?
He doesn't worry. The police rarely bother with serious crime in Kibera, much less the illegal water business that people rely on to survive. But there is intense competition for business. The water merchants are constantly sabotaging each other. Paul tells me his lines are cut almost every week by competitors. You can see the results of these water wars. The lines running along the sewers have been repeatedly patched together. And walk along Kibera's lively avenues, and the first thing that hits you is the smell. Because there's no sewage system here either, Kibera residents often resort to defecating in plastic bags and throwing them in the street. They call them flying toilets. For Karen and other Kibera mothers, the lack of a water infrastructure has been a hazard.
For drinking, we must boil it because we know it's contaminated with all this dirt, the flying toilets, you know. So if you give your children like that, they start diarrhea.
So Karen and other women began to look for an alternative, and they weren't alone.
So many people did not see why should they work in the slums.
Vicky Mayo works for the Nairobi Water Utility. Until recently, the utility did virtually nothing to provide water for the poor. For one thing, the slum is illegal, and the government doesn't want to encourage more squatters. But a new constitution passed in 2010 makes water access a universal right.
So, of course, the company had to go back to the drawing board and see how best can we serve these people. We can no longer wish them away.
But in some ways, the utility's hands are tied. You'd have to evict half of Kibera to build the necessary infrastructure. So for now, the utility must partner with Kibera residents. 4 years ago, the utility connected with Karen Gikonge and a group of a dozen independent business owners known as the Wise Women. The Wise Women is a microfinance cooperative, and they got together to figure out how to build water and bathroom facilities in Kibera.
So we decided if we get this, it will help us financially, and we are going to help the community to have an hygienic place where they can do their cleanness, their hygienic ways.
The Wise Women got funding for the construction through an NGO called the Kenya Water for Health Organization. The Nairobi Water Utility provided the pipes and the water meter. The Wise Women now get free water for their families, and they also earn money from the fees that others pay to use the facility. Karen proudly shows me the small cement complex where they provide clean water and pit toilets. It has a whirring pump that brings water to a catchment tank on the roof.
They come, they shower, they use the toilets. They even take their water home from us. We know it's clean water. Where it comes from, it's never contaminated water.
That's because no one can vandalize their pipes. The Nairobi Water Utility installed a metal pipe deep underground. And Karen is doing well for herself. She's moved to the nicest neighborhood in Kibera. Back at her cozy cement home, she shows me what is, by Kibera standards, the ultimate luxury item. Although, she still has to fill the porcelain tank by hand.
And then, I press the tank. And it's done.
For America Abroad, this is Michael May.